British drummer and producer Martin Atkins got his start in the late 70s playing with John Lydon's post-Sex Pistols group, Public Image Limited. Atkins went on to work with industrial rockers like Nine Inch Nails and Ministry, as well as his own group, Pigface. During a trip to China in 2006, he was surprised to find many underground bands that reminded him of New York and London in the late 70s and early 80s. He went on to compile an anthology of Chinese pop music called Look Directly Into the Sun. Critic Milo Miles has a review.
Until now, China seemed far from a hotbed of underground rock. Way back when punk first broke, there was a captivating but very derivative outfit called the Dragons. Starting in the mid-80s, there's Cui Jian, who released some potent Springsteenian protest numbers. But he's been much lower profile of late, and one man does not a movement make. So, hearing that Martin Atkins was putting together a sampler of underground players he heard in China, you would expect a novelty with maybe a couple bright, snarly moments. Instead, Look Directly Into the Sun, China Pop 2007, is one of those increasingly rare rock surprises, a collection with enough wit, sass, and smart noise to belong with the post-punk classics from 25 years ago. Here's the group Carsick Cars running wild with some traditional Chinese string instruments. No wonder they just had a gig opening for Sonic Youth. The anthology performers show they grasp punk anarchy with names like Voodoo Kung Fu and Queen C Big Shark. Some bands on Look Directly Into the Sun have obvious inspirations, Iggy Pop, Ramones, Clash, New Order, but every time these are completely assimilated, heard, and internalized in fresh ways. Here the band The Scoff put the shock back in the shock of recognition with Nasty. The companion CD to Look Directly Into the Sun is called Made in China, Martin Atkins' China Dub Sound System. The prominence of Atkins' name is the giveaway. While it involves a number of the players from the anthology, it's mostly an Atkins mashup collage that suggests a weak exotica release from his band Pigface. Besides, it's artsy, unlike all the China bands. On Look Directly Into the Sun, anybody can feel the crude and eager appeal of Rococo's We Just Free. In an era in the West when the risk and rebellion once synonymous with rock are either empty or ironic gestures, Look Directly Into the Sun belongs with the punk samplers of yore because this underground has something at stake. There may be a Beijing pop festival nowadays, but Big Brother is still in the audience, always listening. And every performer on Look Directly Into the Sun knows that.
Milo Miles lives in Boston. He reviewed Look Directly Into the Sun on the Invisible China imprint. You can download podcasts of our show on our website, freshair.npr.org. I'm Terry Gross.